Break the Twitch.
Hey there, my name is Anthony. Welcome back to day 4 of the Break the Twitch Digital Detox series. Today, we're going to be jumping into social media and how to manage it a little bit better. Social media isn't inherently bad or good. It's sort of just like a hammer. You can build something wonderful with a hammer, or you can hit someone with it. It doesn't really matter. It just depends on how you use it. So let's take social media and view it for what it is, a tool. And let's make sure that you're using social media in a way that feels productive. What can happen is over the years of having a Twitter account or having a Facebook account, you can just sort of get that follow creep where you follow more and more and more people and you add more and more people to your Facebook page. And all of a sudden, your actual friends and family and the posts that you really care about get buried. They get hidden in all of the clutter, all of the mess. So today we're going to do something very simple again, but very important. We're going to hop into one of our favorite social media accounts if you're using it and unfollow a few people that you're not in alignment with anymore or somehow that are not adding positively to your life. One of the biggest problems with social media now is that it's no longer in chronological order. Essentially, they're using an algorithm to give us whatever content they think is going to keep us on the site the longest, the things that are most important to us and that we want to see. So essentially, we can just go on and see new stuff every single time. And we're totally addicted to the new. Aziz Ansari totally got off social media, deleted email from his phone, and talked about how, as a people, we are addicted to the new, and it's totally true. We are addicted to just seeing what new content might be there. So what we have to do is reduce some of the new. We have to remove the amount of new stuff constantly popping up in our lives, and that will help us, again, use social media more intentionally, remove some of those distractions from our digital lives. Doing this will help you focus on the kinds of content you want to see, make sure you stay connected with the people you care about most and see their updates, and really be able to use social media more intentionally overall. So in Facebook, there's actually something you can do so that you don't have to unfriend people. You can just unfollow people so that you don't see their updates in your feed. If you're not that close to someone and they haven't been posting very intriguing things or very interesting things, you can unfollow them and they won't be unfriended. And so you don't have to deal with that kind of awkward situation if you ever run into them in person and they say, "Hey, why did you unfriend me on Facebook?" But really, they should understand, especially if you're not that close and you don't stay connected in real life. What's the point of having someone else's random updates if you're not that close to them? So you can do that on Facebook, or you can unfollow people on Twitter. You can create some lists on Twitter to just sort of see the updates from a specific number of people. There are a lot of things that you can do, but I would highly encourage you to go in to one of your favorite social media networks today and unfollow a few people to clean up your feed and make less digital clutter in your life.